today we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we're learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnayos Vav and Zayin continue the discussion of the concern for snake venom in your food, except whereas the last two Mishnayos, Dalet and Hay, spoke about in liquids, if you have venom in liquids. Now we're going to talk about what are the concerns of snake venom in a solid food. So Nikurei Te'enim, if you have figs that have a hole in the skin of the fig, Vanov Mukshun Vadum Vavatichim Vamlafanos, or if you have grapes or cucumbers or gourds or melons or kirbys that are all usher to eat, because there might be that the hole that you notice in the exterior in the skin of this fruit or vegetable is made by a snake that put its venom into the flesh of the fruit. Afilu heim kikar, and that's true even if the fruits are so big that they weigh a kikar. Echad gadol ve'echad katan, it makes no difference whether the it's big or small. So what do you mean it makes no difference whether it's big or small? We just said afilu heim kikar, so that's what the Taz Yom Tov writes. Pirush Rav Klomer Shem Gedolim Harbe, but v'chulei v'chem Pirush Rambam. He says k'sas kasha l'maytani su echad gadol ve'echad katan. If you already just said even if they're a kikar, even if they're very large, isn't the next line redundant when it says echad gadol ve'echad katan? V'Rambam Perikid Beis Milch Sotzech Shmirs Nevesh Hishmitzu Abava, and that's why the Rambam leaves that line out. U'pferush Eskarti Kosev Afilu Him Kikar Bekad Echad Gadol Shemunachim Bekelim. Now it happens to be that in the Teferis Yisrael, he says, no, Echa Gadol Echa Katan is not referring to the size of the food. It's referring to the size of the hole in the food, whether the hole in the food is very tiny, or meaning the skin of the food, in the shell of the food, whether it's very tiny or very large, we still assume that a snake could have put its venom in it. Echa Tolish Vechel Mechubar, and it applies whether the fruit is still attached to the ground or detached from the ground. Kol Sheyesh Bo Leicha Aser, as long as it has moisture inside the fruit, that's going to be problematic, as Bartanur points out. That when it's a moist item, the venom gets mixed in with all the moisture inside the fruit. Had it been something dry, it was a piece of cake or something, so then you'd be able to cut out the dry, the area where the snake was, and you could eat the rest of it, because we don't assume that it spread throughout the entire fruit. Let's say you have an animal that was bitten by a snake, and then you shechted the animal, meaning the animal didn't die from getting bitten by the snake. You shechted the animal, it died from shechita. So it's not a nevela, you shechted it, but it was bitten by a snake. That's still asur to eat, mepnei sakonas nefashos, because we assume that it's a sakana to eat such an animal. If wine was left uncovered, and then you poured the wine through a strainer. So wine that's left uncovered, we already learned in Mishnah Dalit, wine is one of the three beverages that's an issue of gilui. So if you leave wine uncovered, that is problematic, but now you want to kasher it by straining out any of the venom that might be in the wine. So the Meshamer Shal Yayin is Asur Meshum Giloy. We assume that the strainer is not going to be able to filter out all of the venom, or at least that's what the Tanakama assumes. Rabbi Nechemia says that the strainer will be able to filter out all the venom. Now the Bartuna writes Ein Halach Rabbi Nechemia, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Nechemia. So to quickly review what we did today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that even when it comes to fruits and vegetables, if you notice a puncture in the skin of the fruit or the vegetable, you also have to be choshesh for the for snake venom, provided that it's moist, and it doesn't matter how big the fruit or vegetable is, it doesn't matter how big or small the hole in the fruit or vegetable is, in the skin of the fruit or vegetable is. And not only that, if an animal was bitten by a snake, even if you subsequently shechted it, that animal is going to be asur. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have wine, where there might have been venom in the wine, the halacha is that if you put it through a strainer, it's a machlokas whether that works to get rid of the venom. But we paskin in the end of the day, not like Rabbi Nechemia's shita, we paskin that it does not work to get rid of the venom. Okay, Bezushim, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches.